Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We welcome you all to a Roll to Cast RPG podcast in the world of Avatar Legends by Magpie Games, starring Phil Harker-Smith as Zhang Pansong, Zola Allen as Clove Kehung, Sean Flerl as Tariq, and Ellen Graham as Kana Hoshi. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Chris Bond. Design by Jack Sumner. Music by Gareth Chin. This is Homeland.
Water, earth, fire, air. Long ago, the four nations lived together in harmony. Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. Only the Avatar, master of all four elements, could stop them. But when the world needed him most, he vanished. 93 years have passed, and the Fire Nation moves closer to complete victory. My father, a soldier like me, my friend Clove, an earthbender, and I served together in the Earth Kingdom army. We recently lost a battle against an army led by a laughing firebender known as Bashira. My father has been captured. Clove and I fled, and are hiding in the forests, joined by a traveling waterbender named Tariq. We know things look dire, but we will stop at nothing to defeat Bashira, rescue my father, and defend our homeland. We will not lose this war.
Clove, Zhang, and Tariq, you are in the East Senlin Forest on Earth Kingdom territory. Clove and Zhang, you have both been fleeing or hiding as military refugees. You've been hiding from Fire Nation soldiers and trying to live off the land, trying to find allies, friends, and companions. And you've come across a waterbender named Tariq. What are the three of you wearing?
Well, Zhang's at the front of the group as we walk through the forest. He's wearing his militia garb. So he's wearing a well-fitted tunic, cinched at the waist, in nice dark green Earth Kingdom colours, and he's carrying his glaive at the ready. So it's a red wood pole with a fine metal blade on the end. It's given to him by his father. He's only ever trained with it. He's never fought with it yet. And on his young head, he has some hair down the middle, with the sides are shaved. Clipped close to his head.
And what about Clove?
So Clove is wearing, she has lots of layered loose fabric in different shades of browns and greens that kind of come in quite tight at the wrist. And then she's got kind of loose culotte kind of pants. She doesn't wear shoes. And she has a satchel with kind of some herbs, some basic survival stuff. She has quite shaggy brown hair. Her skin's also brown and they're very similar toned. And her hair's kind of like every morning she'll put it up and then slowly it comes out. So by the end of the day, it's always down and like, yeah, very, very raggedy hair.
Tariq, he has a mop of bright blonde hair and he doesn't wear a top. What kind of constitutes his upper body wear is he wears a backpack of light brown color. And instead of the straps being on the left strap to left arm, they crisscross across his body to form an X. And on the front of each strap is almost like a place for what looks like a cylinder, a tube of sorts. And it's, they've both got caps on the top. And he has kind of like bunched three-quarter pants at the bottom in a very faded light blue to white color. And just basic shoes that are good for being on the move and good sturdy shoes for running.
As you stroll through the forest, beautiful autumn winds moving west to east. The red and yellow, golden coloured big trees loom above you, hiding you from prying eyes and keeping you safe. The leaves start falling gently and dance in the wind. Green moss underfoot. A small creek runs by. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I'm so hungry I could eat a hog monkey.
You always say that.
Well, it's been a while since breakfast and...
Being hungry keeps you focused. We need to be on the lookout for Fire Nation patrols.
Well, I mean, we could go looking for food. It's probably useful.
I focus better when I've got a full stomach.
He won't stop until he eats.
It's true.
He doesn't stop when he's eating.
I'm right
here. He can talk with a full muffin in his mouth.
I know, it's pretty great, huh?
Well, okay. That is true. Maybe we should still find some food?
Yeah, what do you guys eat in the Earth Kingdom here? What's the grub?
We could hunt or we could gather.
Is there a third option?
Well, there could be a town nearby.
I don't know if we should go into a town yet.
Oh, why not?
We don't know how far the Fire Nation have advanced into these lands.
We also don't know if the town has been occupied by Fire Nation.
Well, they're just some fiery people. We can either tell them to buzz off or, you know, we just avoid them.
You haven't been here fighting them. They're dangerous. They're brutal.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Fighting? You don't need a fight. Just live. Come on, what's the worst that could happen?
We could be captured or killed. You first, preferably.
Okay. Well, maybe we should just see if there's this creek that maybe can go into a river and maybe we could find some fish instead.
Creek, you say?
Yes.
I imagine that's what she said, Tariq.
I imagine that is like a cutscene where we head to the creek because that's where water is and I'm a waterbender.
Sean, do you want...
Do you want Tariq to head towards the creek and try?
Yeah, yes. Tariq in the creek.
Tariq in the creek. Yes, Tariq would actually love to go to the creek to see what he could seek.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe you could make yourself useful for once and catch us something to eat.
Watch and learn.
So what do you do?
So Tariq is going to head down to the creek. I'll never tire of saying that. And he's going to, in lieu of trying to find a fish to catch through any sort of means, like a fishing lines or trying to cup his hands, he steps down low, watches the creek for a minute and goes, huh, right, so the fish are there and we're here, so if I just do something like this, and he tries to just dip at the shallowest end of the water to part the water across that he can catch a fish just on the ground there, sans water.
Yeah, great, so you do that. Give us a, you're going to try and rely on your skills and training.
Oh, I'm definitely going to try.
I'm saying you do that because you do that. You're not trying to do it. You do it.
I
but
do
whether,
it.
Whether you succeed,
yes,
as the outcome you desire or not. So you're relying on your skills and training, which means that you are using focus.
Oh, it's not terribly great.
And you've done it by yourself. None of your friends have come down to help.
Yeah.
And what did you draw?
Oh, I got a 9.
Ooh. Oh, very good. You do it, but imperfectly. So you part the water. There are 3 fish lying on the sand, flipping and flopping, where you've managed to use your water bending to push the water aside, and you go to grab them. As you do, one of them jumps up and hits you in the face.
Whoa! Oh, got to fight for your meal, I guess.
See, I told you fishing was a good idea.
Now I agree.
Are you happy to have that happen in front of those two?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you want to mark a point of fatigue?
Oh, he'll absolutely. It's fine. It's okay. Fine.
No worries. Take a fish to the face.
They're laughing. It's like, didn't think you could laugh, Zhang. Come on, get your hands a bit dirty.
Fine. I'll take the fish and I'll get out a small survival knife and I'll gut the fish in front of him.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
And then I hold it up in front of him as I fish all the guts out. Fix him with an eye. Yeah, I'm getting my hands dirty.
Feeling a bit better?
None of your fancy tricks.
You're really butchering that fish. That makes me really sad.
That's the idea.
Okay, well, I'm going to build a fire.
Okay. Clove is looking to build a fire, feeling that the day is about 4 p.m. It's probably time to start settling down and maybe camp for the night. It's a good spot. There's clean. There's fresh water, some food, and this is an okay spot. Great. You build a fire.
Put the fish on a stick.
Yep.
Rotate it over the fire. Everyone's like...
The smell of the smell of fish.
It yeah. smells really good.
The smell of fish begins to fill your noses as frying fish or cooking fish. It's delicious.
How much longer do you think?
Yeah, I think it's ready.
Okay, cool. Great.
With it being such a, you know, it's Avatar, I imagine the eating noises is nom, 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 nom.
It's delicious. You haven't had fresh fish like this for a little while. You haven't really come to a stream like this in a little while. So it's great to taste. And it's good to be, if not with company that you always get along with, good food to have.
Make sure you fill your water skins. We've got to make sure we make good ground tomorrow. We've got to find the Fire Nation.
Okay.
So what's the, as he's looking into the fire that we have going here, is like, so what is the deal with the Fire Nation anyway? I mean, I know there's like, you know, a big battle going on, but, you know, surely they can't be all bad, right? I mean, look, fire's helping us right now.
How do you not know about the war?
I mean, I know about the war, I know there's a war, but, you know, not everyone's involved in war, right? Surely.
The Fire Nation comes in and destroys everything. All they do is take.
Huh.
They imprison people. Force them to work in mines.
All of them?
The people they don't imprison, they just take.
No, I mean all the Fire Nation people. Like, gotta meet some good ones every now and then.
I've never met a good one.
Me neither. No one that comes to our lands as a colonizer is any good. They should just stay where they belong in their own islands.
I mean, to be fair, it doesn't seem like you meet many people in general, Zhang.
No.
Just as you say that...
You
hear a rustling sound.
Who's there?
In bushes.
Stay back.
You hear nothing in response just yet.
Part of Tariq's appearance is he is shirtless. And so Tariq, he is shirtless, but he wears a backpack that is crossed. So instead of the straps going over, like left strap to left shoulder, right strap to right shoulder, they crisscross. And he's got little cylinders on either side that houses just a little slither of water on each side that he uses for his bending. And you just hear like the small kind of as he like just lets loose one little lid just in preparation. And he crouches a little bit behind the flame to find like a piece of shadow. And he stops talking for the first time tonight.
Yeah, Clover's gonna stand up, kind of trying to get in between the sound and Zhang, just to try and stop him from like running off into the forest.
Reveal yourself. Who goes there?
It might just be a bird.
Oh yeah, or like a weasel.
Clover's going to move quite slowly towards the bush in question, kind of trying to sense as like the closer she gets, the more likely she'll be able to sense what's happening. So yeah, she's kind of just like very slowly, very cautiously, but not so. She's not sure it's any danger yet. She's okay. Just investigating.
You don't become an Earth Kingdom soldier without understanding that you need to assess any threat. Basically,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, can you roll a assess a situation, please, Zola? What you're doing, you're trying to sense
creativity.
I think, with your. Earth bending, I would say you might be trying to sense with your vibrations, like what's going on. Get a sense of maybe how big this threat is, or figure out what's going on.
Zola's very first roll on Roll to Cast ever.
Oh, how monumentous!
Ooh.
Okay, well, my creativity is minus one, so that's nice. So that's 10.
Oh, nice. Including
the minus one?
Yes.
Wow.
Hey.
What? Yeah,
it
is.
Worthy.
Hot dice.
Oh, my God.
Very good. I am going to just say that you have a very strong sense of what's going on. Your earthbending tells you that there is someone beyond those bushes.
Okay.
And they're smaller than a full-grown adult. And yeah, that's as much as I'm willing to go, I think.
Okay, so she immediately like drops into kind of a stance, I guess is what it is. But she's not like planning on using earthbending yet. But her focus is immediately like laser sharp. So her eyes are on the bush, but she's trying to motion to. She's hoping that Zhang would have kind of assessed from what her body reaction what's happening.
When Clove like becomes kind of more alert, Zhang also, switches into combat survival mode. You know, we could be about to be ambushed by the Fire Nation. So, yeah, he has his weapon in both hands. And before you know it, he's right behind your right shoulder.
Yeah. I'm going to put my hand out just to stop him because I don't want him, racing into this. And also because we don't know if it's a threat or not. I can just sense it's a person. And I'm going to call out, are you friend or foe?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm not looking to make any enemies, but I can defend myself if I need to.
You're not looking like anything at the moment. We can't see you.
Fine.
And you'll see Kana step out from the bushes, kind of a bit disheveled as she, you know, comes out from a crouched position to a full standing and impatiently brushes the dirt and leaves off of her dark brown, ill-fitting tunic. It's several sizes too large for her, and she looks disheveled, you know, her face possibly smudged with eyeliner, but her hair, which is in a three-bun style, is still as impeccable as you would see on any fine young woman.
Well, you don't look too dangerous. Are you fleeing the Fire Nation?
Yes. I saw a fire, and I thought, I don't know, I wanted to check it out and make sure that no one was after me. But I see that obviously you're not Fire Nation.
It doesn't look like anyone's behind her as well.
He calls out from the tree that he's climbed up.
Yeah, great.
When he melted back to get himself up to a point of safety.
Yeah, I love it.
I guess it's just the three of you then?
Yes.
Maybe more. Well, okay, sure. Yep, three of us. And I was going to say more, but that's fine.
And you're on the run from the Fire Nation too?
In a sense?
Yeah, they swept through this whole area a month ago. We've been on the run ever since.
I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for this whole... It's tough times.
We're all sorry.
Hey, you want some fish? We have fish.
I think, like, as you know, from her standing, you can tell that she's got very good posture. But you see her just kind of her knees buckle a little bit. She's clearly very, very hungry. If you have any food to spare.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would appreciate it. I can also, you know, help out. Very strong, if you need help around here.
What's your name?
My name is Kana.
I'm Clove. This is Zhang. And...
where is he?
This is Zhang and Tariq.
Hi!
Oh.
Oh, God.
Nice to meet you.
Come and eat.
Thanks.
Yeah, mine has a few bite marks in it already, but feel free for the rest of it. That's fine. We've all been eating. We had three fish, the three of us. You know, math.
Do you need some water? Have you got water?
No, I've been living rougher than I'm used to past few
You
weeks.
Have a strange way of talking. Where are you from?
Oh, a long, long way away. I'm a runaway. I don't want to go back home.
Yeah, home can suck sometimes. And he drops down from the tree with a plonk to the floor.
I'd love to have my home back.
I would love some water. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got some in my skin.
She will kind of, you know.
Oh, allow me. And he...
What are you going to do?
Bend into her face.
He raises, the bottle up. Do you reckon the... Chris?
Yeah.
With the water skin, yes. If I move the water... If Tariq moves the water within the... Would it move the object? Can I levitate it into her hands?
You know what, Sean? Roll me skills and training.
Great. Just to show off.
Just to... No, you
Ellen,
know what?
You better hope for a good roll.
Otherwise, it's going to take me out.
Roll. No, roll skills and training. Yes, roll skills and training.
All right, what does that use again, sorry?
That is using focus.
Mm, I don't know why I keep using focus.
Six. Six? Okay.
That means it's a success, right?
No,
it
doesn't.
No.
Alas.
So, Tariq, you freshly pulled this water from the stream in the middle of the in the late afternoon, where you could see it was nice and clear and clean, and the rest of the group can see that as you splash Kana, covering her in water. From the water skin that you've tried to gently bring over, but it's just too forceful. Splash.
Tariq,
Ellen, can you please take a point of fatigue?
Yes, I can.
Oh, aha.
Or become angry, maybe?
Yeah, or become angry. And Sean,
yeah,
please take two fatigue or take the condition insecure.
Oh, buddy. We've all been there.
We've all waterbended into people's faces.
Waterbent?
You know what? Nah. You know what? Let's be fun. Let's take that. You know, I'm gonna let the dice decide. 1 to 3, I take fatigue.
Okay.
4 to 6, I become insecure.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like insecure is the easiest condition.
Insecure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the easiest condition for you to clear.
No, 100%.
So you have to do certain, in this game, you have to do certain conditions, meet certain criteria to clear your conditions.
That's correct.
And for clearing insecure, you have to take a foolhardy action without talking to your companions.
Which is your character.
Biggest Monday.
Oh, yeah. It's also just Tariq.
That's also just great of out of character, the chatterbox to just completely shut up.
Yeah, for the next 5 minutes. You know,
I guess maybe you needed a shower as well. Maybe.
Tariq, Tariq's, me? Tariq's a waterbender, not a very good one though.
You're a waterbender?
I do things with water.
Wow. I've never seen that before.
Clove can bend earth.
I can.
That must be really cool.
You're not a bender then?
No. She'll kind of rub her arm.
Don't worry, me neither.
Yeah, we can't all have special skills like that.
I will just point
out. And Jake's going to spin his glaive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess not.
I will just point out for our listeners and for our players.
Yes.
In this game, you can't trick or intimidate your fellow PCs. This is a collaborative game, so any lying that you choose to do, it just passes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You are all responsible players, so there's no malicious lying.
I use insight.
Yeah, that's right. I roll insight. No.
As the guardian, I do actually have a move called Suspicious Mind.
Oh, great.
And I think I can actually use it on Ellen, if I so chose.
Yeah,
but can you use it on Karna?
Not yet, but I think definitely the way that, because Clove is very watchful, and
she definitely stumbled,
and I'm definitely watching that. But like at the end of the day, you could be really nervous for a number of reasons.
And she also I just have my eye on
you.
So
she could want to. Karna might want to be a bender. Like that's how I might interpret that hesitation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Zola. Yeah. I think that's a great use of that power. At a point later in this scene, feel free to just roll it when you feel that's appropriate. When Clovis stared at Karna for a while, when you feel it's appropriate, I'll let you roll.
Yeah,
and
cool.
We'll see what happens.
Stop staring at me, Zola.
Come sit.
Thank you.
It's warm by the fire.
Clovis gonna give Karna her portion of fish so she can sit down and watch her from afar. Like, not have any distractions.
It's such a femme move, and I'm really here for it.
Your clothes are a total mess. I can probably stitch up a few of those holes.
Oh, yeah, I guess I haven't had the time to really stop or look at my clothes. I would appreciate that, if that's okay.
Sure.
You're all pretty... Do you live out here, or...?
We're all away from our homes. The Fire Nation has taken that from all of us. Well, I guess not you, Tariq, but...
Nah, I just kind of go wherever we've been going at the moment. You know, we tend to sleep under the stars here quite often. I bet they kicked him out.
Out of the Water Kingdom?
Some people just can't handle how charming I am sometimes.
See what I mean?
Yeah, okay, you might be onto something.
So is that where you're from? The Water Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Northern Water Tribe. I was from... Well, hold for a minute, because Sean cannot remember the name of his Northern Kingdom.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
be on episode 18, and he won't remember the name.
Agnakalar. Capital city of the Northern Tribe. You know, big walls up. Nothing gets in. I got out, though.
I've not really heard much about it where I'm from. I don't get out much.
Right, you seem like it.
where are you from?
Like I said, I'm not from here. I'm a runaway. I can't go back home, so I don't like to think about it.
Tariq's a runaway too.
Well,
are you?
I'm not really running away from something. Then again, I'm not really running to something. So I'm kind of just running a lot. Doing a lot of running lately, actually. And eating.
You must be very strong.
Yeah. You know, I don't get a lot of time to work out, but I look after myself. Yeah.
If someone can describe the face that I'm making.
Worried. Apprehensive.
Concerned and a little judgmental.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the face that Karna is making.
With dubious.
Yeah. Sure, you're working out.
I mean, you complimented me.
I imagine yes. Tariq does the old, you know, holds up the guns, but they droop down.
Oh, you got to. That's right. You got to support the
he's
bicep.
Fit. He's
I was going to say,
oh,
Tariq's fit. Actually pretty built.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's,
okay.
He's a man who's been running through the streets of
He's a man who doesn't wear a shirt.
Yeah.
So he's got it to flaunt it, but it just doesn't impress.
No. Yeah. The flaunting itself is like, I don't know what you're doing here, buddy.
Tariq is kind of, he's just trying to keep the conversation buoyant. It's actually, weirdly enough, at least with Karna, it's very much a thing of just trying to keep the conversation buoyant. It's not really flirting with Karna necessarily, but it's just kind of like trying to get the focus away from how insecure he has been feeling.
Don't mind him. He flexes his muscles a lot. You'll get used to it.
Oh, well, does that mean that you don't mind if someone would tag along?
Look, we're doing something really dangerous, okay? We're tracking down a firebender who destroyed my father's unit. And he's going to pay. So we can get you somewhere safe, like a town or something. But you don't look like you could hold your own in a battle. So I don't think you want to tag along past that point.
I mean, it's a bit of a downer, it's true. But, you know, it's up to you. Where are you heading?
If you're fighting against the Fire Nation, I want in. I can handle myself just fine. And she will... Her very tight lips will kind of flicker at the hint of a smirk and then kind of back to her kind of concern.
Jang hears that and it's like,
Okay, yeah, someone who wants to fight the fight. Yeah, okay. He looks at you with a slightly renewed respect. He's like, yeah, okay. Maybe you aren't a liability. Okay, cool.
Where were you headed before you came across us?
Honestly, I don't know. I just needed to get away from home. I hear that the Fire Nation is about to make an attack, and I thought maybe somehow I could get ahead of it or run toward it or... I don't know. But I wasn't going anywhere in particular.
Okay, I'd like to roll my...
Yeah, suspicion. Please do.
I feel like we've danced around it long enough.
So after Clove has spent a lot of time staring at Kana, she is able to...
Should I just read what this is?
Yeah, please.
So suspicious minds is one of my moves. So when you watch a person carefully to figure them out, roll with focus. On a 7 to 9, hold 1. On a 10 plus, hold 2. And I can spend my hold to ask this player any of these questions. I spend one hold for one question. Yeah. And you have to answer truthfully.
The player or the character? Just out of curiosity.
Ask their player questions. That's okay. What it says.
Ah, okay.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you all know all my secrets. But
no, but it's excellent, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that in character?
Yes.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool. Okay.
Absolutely.
So that is with my focus, that's 14.
Oh. Whoa. You rolled a 12 on the dice? You
just
rolled.
No, my focus is really good. Your I really amped up my
three.
Focus.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I feel like this whole time it's just like cut to...
Yeah, I'm not subtle either. Like, I've really just been like staring at you.
we see Clove's eyes like narrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then over we see them narrow again.
Over the campfire, we see... Zhang talking to Kana, being impressed, being inspired, being excited. We have Tariq, who seems a little more maybe like friendship, personality. This might be a cool friend and new person to be friends with.
Yeah.
They're fun.
It's interesting.
It's certainly
that's
interesting.
For damn, that's for sure.
Clove has a different perspective entirely, which is the Futurama meme of the eyes getting lower and lower.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Oh, that's exactly it.
Fry squinting.
Fry squinting.
Not sure if refugee or Fire Nation spy.
I just don't know if I want to, like, reveal this your secret straight away.
Go for it. You rolled it.
They are a hold, so you can do it whenever you'd like.
Oh.
You got two of them.
I do have two.
Yep. Two.
So yeah, she sits watching you and you guys are kind of chatting and she kind of like without any real sense of social decorum just cuts through and goes, are you telling the truth?
Honestly? No. Not the whole truth.
Yeah, no.
No. I'm not telling you everything. I'm from the Fire Nation. But...
Whoa! Fire Nation! Ah! Oh! Oh! Oh!
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
We fled and are hiding in the forests, joined by a travelling waterbender named
Tariq.
Lol. Tariq?
Tequila.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.